Welcome to the Edge of Reality. Where's your edge? Give it up for your host, Allie.
Good evening, everyone. It is Thursday night, 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 o'clock Pacific, and that means we are live, Edge of Reality, on the NVB Media channel on Blog Talk Radio. So happy that you're going to be joining us tonight, either live or listening on archives, because we have a huge show. That's right. Shows are starting to come back. We need to talk about them. We have the American Idol premiere. Still and I have been talking about it for months, talking about how the panel is going to work out, talking about if they're going to make any changes. I have answers to all of your American Idol questions. Well, maybe not all. Some. A couple, maybe. At least one? Well, we'll talk about it. Also, we got to talk about Project Runway All-Stars. The finale was last week. They're doing the reunion show tonight. So they still have one more episode, technically. So we got to talk about that, The Bachelor. Who knows? We might be talking about The Bachelor at some point this evening. I watched it. I'm proud of myself for doing that. They didn't show the opera singer much, so I was kind of bummed out about that. But other than that, and we have a ton of news from the TCA, the Television Critics Association, which is meeting this week. They did their panels on a couple different cable shows, as well as Fox and CBS. So I'll have some information on that. So, big show. Let's get started. Before we even can get anywhere, I need to say hello to my producer and co-host, Priscilla. Hey, Priscilla, what's going on this evening?
Allie, I am great, and I'm so happy you're here and everything today, because I kind of sucked a little bit the last week. But with five
minutes,
man, you know I don't talk that much.
Okay. I know. I'm sorry. I can't. Sometimes you can't help something. Sometimes you just can't help something.
Oh, I guess. Nothing about that. It's just that I need to practice, I guess, for moments like that. I need to be better.
You know, well, it's not a bad thing that you can't talk crazily to yourself like I can. You know, that's not a bad thing.
It's kind of talent to ramble on and on and on and be interesting.
That's right.
I'll give you that. So you can do that very well. I give you credit for that.
Thank you. Ramble on and on. I'm glad I have something going for
you. Put it on your resume.
All right, I want to start by talking about Project Runway All-Stars, because the finale was last week. But like I said, tonight, Thursday, if you're listening live, and it's already passed if you're listening to the archives, they are doing a Project Runway All-Stars reunion, which they've kind of gotten to the habit of doing the last 2 years, both with the regular and the All-Star seasons. So you can watch that. And I want to remind everyone that tonight is the premiere of Tim Gunn's new show, Under the Gun, which is taking a look at more of the business side of fashion. He is going to help mentor people on making it with a fashion line, but not the creative side, like Project Runway, more of like the financials, more of like the day-to-day operations, and there's challenges and things like that. So if you like Project Runway, you should check that out. And it's interesting because Priscilla, they're doing, Lifetime is now doing the same model of like a Real Housewives franchise or Top Chef on Bravo, which is saying, you know what, this art Project Runway is a great commodity. We can branch out, we can spin off to a couple different shows, and we can have some version of that brand on almost all year round. You know, now they have regular Project Runway, Project Runway All-Stars, and now this Under the Gun show. They could pretty much, you know, 10 months out of the year if they wanted to, just cycle through and keep doing these shows, which I think is a smart idea for Lifetime, because they kind of need, I know they have Dance Moms and some of the other shows that I don't really pay attention to or watch, And, you know, they kind of are going into a different direction with, like, that Supermarket Superstar show, which I actually enjoyed. I liked it. They had a million-dollar decorators – not million-dollar decorators, that's Bravo. They had a show about stylists, which I don't think got the traction that they wanted to. So they really need their Project Runway brand to kind of keep Lifetime – not just movies about, you know, kidnapped women. You know. So let's talk specifically about the finale of Project Runway. You know, I thought in general this season was very bland, very ho-hum. The challenges weren't as exciting as I thought it would be. And part of that is when you hear All Stars, Priscilla, I think you automatically think, oh, my God, these are the best of the best. These are the people that they've done it once before. Now they're going to come back and just, like, blow it away. And now the challenges are going to be crazier. Everything is going to be, like, at a higher intensity. But that's not the format of Project Runway All-Stars. In fact, I think it's the exact opposite, where they're, like, Project Runway is the big, like, intense, you know, do the big competitions, do the big, you know, challenges. And I think All Stars really didn't have that. And, you know, they had All Stars. They had three previous winners. They had a bunch of finalists. You know, they had people that proved themselves the first time around. But together as a group, I don't think it was just a super interesting season. And that kind of came to a head in the finale. They did, the finale challenge was take the culture that you represent and come up with a six-piece collection that kind of goes with your culture. And so, you know, pretty good challenge. It's not the Fashion Week challenge that Project Runway has where you're going to Fashion Week, but it's filmed at a different time. So, of course, I mean, Fashion Week only occurs twice a year in New York. So, of course, they're not going to be able to, you know, have both seasons filmed at the same time. So, Corto, I am a huge fan of hers. I have been a fan throughout the entire season. She was my favorite going in. I thought she was super strong. I was hoping that she would win. I think that she dominated, and yet she didn't win. Seth Aaron, who has been on the bottom several times, won the last challenge right before the finale, ended up winning the finale. Now, he's a previous winner. I get it. I just didn't like the way it went down. Priscilla, what are your thoughts?
Well, I haven't been following Project Runway much since we watched it clear back in the day, since it was on Bravo. I really haven't watched it much. I tried to watch it when I was on Lifetime, and it was, I don't know, I just wasn't into it as much. So I know you were into the All-Stars, but do you like the All-Stars better than just the regular Project Runway?
No, not even close. So. The regular is so much better. I think another reason why this season was kind of a downer for me was the last season of Project Runway was so good. It was one of my favorite seasons that they've ever had. It was certainly the strongest season that they've had in years and years and years. And it was just so, like, above spectacular compared to the All-Stars, that it was really kind of a downer. When you think the opposite, you think All-Stars, you think these are people, but all throughout the season, Priscilla, it seemed like these people who came back for a second chance, they kind of almost were tired. They didn't want to be there. And it's not like they filmed their seasons of Project Runway and then they went right to All-Stars. I mean, some of these people haven't been on the show in years. I mean, like, 5-6 years. And so it surprised me at how much people, they seem tired. They seem not as into it. And
well,
I don't know if it's just...
we talked to several, and this is when they were still on Bravo, but like Cortu, I think that's how you say her name, Cortu?
Cortu, we talked to.
You know, she's like, well, you throw them in with lack of sleep. I mean, I can see why they don't look forward to it, because they don't let you sleep. You're tired, you're hungry, and you're just thrown in the social environment, like she said, and you can't do your best. Can I ask you this? Do you like it better since it's moved to Lifetime with the changes they made? I know they tried L.A. for a while, and I believe they're back in New York, right?
Yeah. They've been back in New York for a while. I like both. I think you take it on a season-by-season basis, but this past season of regular Project Runway was so good. They made such great tweaks, especially for a show that's been on for several years. They really set the standard for a show that's been on for several seasons, and you go, okay, we don't want to screw up the entire show, but let's just tweak it. Little tweaks, and they did just a couple of little things. And, you know, we're going to talk about it in a few minutes with American Idol, which is another show that's now been on several seasons, and they want to do little tweaks. Well, with Project Runway, it worked because it was just small enough changes that it wasn't like, oh, my God, this is a completely new show. But at the same time, it made it fun, it made it interesting, it made it a little bit different, which I liked. All Stars wasn't that. I think part of it, too, Alyssa Milano is the host for All Stars. I wasn't into her as a host. I didn't like it. I mean, she was okay. She was not Khloe Kardashian by any stretch of the imagination. And we'll see. Is Khloe Kardashian is still my favorite Kardashian by far. But, you know, she was not a good host. But, She was not, I mean, Heidi Klum won the Emmy for Best Host. And not that I necessarily agree with that, because we both love Kat Daly.
Right.
You know, but it's such a different dynamic when she's hosting it. That, you know, Heidi has so much personality, and she brings so much personality to the judging, to the contestants, her back and forth with the contestants. And Alyssa definitely doesn't have it. Same thing with the judges. I mean, Isaac Mizrahi has a lot of personality. I just don't think that he necessarily connects so much with the judges. Georgina Chapman doesn't connect at all as a judge. As a matter of fact, she wasn't there for half the season. You know, I don't understand how you can have someone be a regular judge and then that judge isn't there for half the season.
I just don't get that. You mentioned Khloe. I hope that these smaller shows like that don't give up on her. I think she could be a good host, I think, with the proper training, because she is so personable. I agree with you, out of the Kardashians, she's the one that I would choose for something like this. I'm sad that didn't work out for her, but I think that if she keeps trying, I mean, all of our hosts started out weren't so great at someday. Like Nick Lachey, I wasn't a fan, but this last season of Sing Off, I liked him much better. So,
yeah, I agree. I think with Khloe, we're going to get completely sidetracked. But here's the thing. Mm-hmm. You use a Kardashian when you want your ratings to jump. But
right.
She is not someone who wants a long-term gig. So
right.
It's like it needs to be a show that it's a short-term gig only. Like it's only meant to be like a special or a summer show or something like that. Because a host is something that's so important.
Exactly.
A show, and you cannot keep changing it. And we'll talk about, I mean, I have some TCA news in a minute about X Factor. And, you know, X Factor has changed their judges quite a bit. You know,
talk about it all the time on the show between judges and hosts, how important they are to the show and their role
in
the show.
Absolutely. I mean, absolutely. So, anyway, just to finish up my thoughts on Project Runway before we move on to TCA, I found it a disappointing season. I was not happy with who won. I thought Kato for sure should have won. And, overall, I mean, will I watch it again? Of course, because it's Project Runway All-Stars. I just hope that they learn from the original series and they step back and say, is Alyssa Milano working? Are the judges working? Are, you know, are, should we step up our game with the challenges and kind of revive it a little bit, revamp it a little bit, because I think it needs it, you know. All right, so TCA's this week, TCA's Television Critics Association, Fox was up first out of the broadcast networks. And they had, you know, a lot of information about American Idol, which we'll talk about in a couple minutes. But they also brought a little bit of information about the X Factor. So Kevin Reilly, who is the president of Fox, said that he, X Factor, they have not made a decision on yet. They're going to make a decision within the next month. And which I think right there doesn't sound good for X Factor. He said that he likes Simon Cowell, and, you know, the ratings are disappointing, which we both knew, everybody knew. He said, but X Factor is a huge brand around the world. So I think they're struggling with, do they keep it for that brand recognition, you know. They said that if they bring it back, it will 100% not be in its current format. And Simon Cowell might be producing the show, but he might not necessarily be on-air talent. So that's X Factor news from the TCA, which, you know, we talked about this a couple weeks ago. We didn't feel like X Factor would come back. And I said, if it came back, I think it would come back much differently. And that's what Kevin Reilly basically said. It is not working the way it is, and they need to revamp it. Now, I think they'll cancel it. The way that he said it makes me think that they're not even going to bother with it. You know, they're going to just move on and, you know, put on a different show in that matter. I think the only way that they could revamp it is having it a once-a-week show, like a Dancing with the Stars or So You Think You Can Dance.
Yeah.
Which also could happen. I mean, make it instead of, you know, because right now it's 3 hours of their week, make it 2 hours instead on one night and don't devote as much time to it. But I don't even know if that's enough. My gut is telling me that they won't bring it back. They could. It all depends on what their fall looks like. You know, if Fox has a lot of shows that can go on in the fall, then they're going to say, no, thank you, Dax.
I don't think they'll bring it back either. The only thing is they've dumped so much money. I mean, the grand prize is, what, $5 million in a contract, at least the first season? Last season, was it still
right?
$5 million? Yeah. So, I mean, it's a big prize.
I don't think it's $5 million anymore.
The first season they did. But that they put so much into it to get it started. It's a shame that it's only lasted, what, three seasons.
But at the same time, you know, you have to know when to disconnect to not put more money into it.
Absolutely. Much more important, American Idol or X Factor, and put their eggs in a basket and go with it.
Right, exactly. So speaking of American Idol, let's jump into that conversation, and then I'll tell you more about the TCAs for the CBS day afterwards. But American Idol had its premiere last night. This is a huge premiere. This is the first show with the new panel, a panel that has been described as the best panel they've ever had. You know,
I'm in.
We'll talk about that in a second. It's brand new producers. No more Nigel Lithgow. It's brand new producers, and it came in with a lot to prove. Now, just to kind of give you some perspective. Last season, the lowest that it got in terms of viewers was 11 million. It was like 11.2 million. okay? That was the season low, okay? And just to give you more perspective, season 5, it was at its peak, and it had over 30 million viewers as an average, meaning every show had 30 million viewers. So that's a big deal. Also, when you put it in perspective, now 11 million is pretty decent for some networks now. You know, some shows are only doing 3 or 4 million, but American Idol is expensive. People are expensive. The cast is expensive. You know, so you have to take all of that into consideration as well. Now, last night, the premiere of American Idol, it was the lowest premiere in its history. Okay? Well, season 1 might have been lower in reality, you know, because nobody knew about it, first episode. So, but since season 2, I will say, lowest premiere, 15 million viewers. Which, again, most people would be super excited about. But for a show that has had 30 million, it's not, I mean, it's 50% of what they once had. It's 23% lower than last season, okay? So that is just the numbers and the statistics I thought that I would pull out for you. Let's talk about content. Let's talk about the show itself. Priscilla, I want to start with you. I'm going to ask you just one question after another, okay? Oh. First question. The first thing I really noticed was the style of editing, which was, you know, we would get three shots, three different screens of different things happening. It seemed like a faster-paced show with a lot more action. First of all, do you agree with that? Did you notice it?
I agreed. And I noticed that they packaged things together instead of individual packages. They packaged them together. Even with the people, like three different performers, they would package them as a group as opposed to one at a time.
Right.
Yeah, noticed.
Right. And what did you think about that?
A little confusing because they bounced. You didn't get the content from each package. I think it was kind of a waste myself. Either show more of them, but they bounced too much. I mean, they showed them performing, but they also showed stuff leading into that, you know, who they were. But, you know, for you like with The Voice, it was probably perfect. But they went so fast, and then you had three different people of who was who and who, and then they showed them performing, and to me it was a waste. I'd have rather show let them cut the time in half and showed me one as opposed to three, or not at all.
Well, the audition process with American Idol is vastly different.
I don't normally do the audition process. I usually wait.
Right. But normally, you know, you don't see everybody that comes in. You don't really get a good sense of who people are until you get to at least Hollywood Week and then beyond.
Beyond.
So,
usually.
Beyond, yeah, most likely beyond, yeah. I think what... At first, I was like, oh, that's kind of cool. I kind of like it. It's faster paced. You know me. I'm not a huge sob story type person.
Right.
You know, but the first thing I noticed was that there were no notes for, like, the first half an hour of the show.
Yes,
it was
that I know.
All yeses. And that, it started to bother me just because there was no... tension, for lack of a better word. There was no guessing if they're going to be a yes or they're going to be a no. It was just kind of yes, 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 yes. And I'm going, what's happening here? Why is it all these yeses? And then the second thing I noticed was there were people that I clearly was like, these people should be a no. And they were like, this is wonderful. This is amazing. And I'm
which Harry Connick called J-Lo and Kevin out on as well, or Keith out on as well.
Yes, yes, which I like, which I like. But so I noticed that there was just a bunch of yeses, really no nos for the first 20 minutes at least. And that felt really weird to me.
It felt weird because we didn't have, like what is that, Kung Cho Ho or whatever his name was, and still they talk about to this day. I have mixed feelings about it because I've complained about it before. They give too much attention to people that are a little out there that aren't, don't have, we've talked about this, no singing capability whatsoever, but they go on to make them look stupid. And that I disagree with. So a little bit I agreed with them doing it that way. But I would like to have seen some medium line people that are on the border a little bit more. I'd like to see a little bit of that too.
On The Voice, they show people on The Voice that no chairs turn around for. They're not horrible singers. They're just not good enough to be on the show. And I think what you're saying is there's a major difference, William Hung is his name, between William Hung, where you are actively making fun of someone.
Right.
And someone who is okay, they mentioned it on last night's premiere. There was a girl who eventually got a no, but she was like a big fish in her small pond. Somebody like that who is, you know, everyone in school loves her, but, you know, in the grand scheme of things, she's not like the best singer in the world, you know.
Right, but she wasn't horrible. She was young.
But she wasn't horrible.
Voice
and
less.
And it wasn't like you're going to mock her. And I'm fine with that. I am fine with that. But what I didn't like was that it was 20 minutes of yeses and you didn't see any no's. That I was like, wait a minute. You know, we should get a variety of answers here. You know, we should know what's going on and what's their standard and what, you know, what is happening. So that I didn't like. The fast pace at a certain point, I didn't like it because it was kind of just like going through the motions. This person got in, this person got in. And then I started to agree with what you were saying. Like, instead of showing then 30 people, show 15 and make it a little bit slower because it doesn't matter. Because you're not going to know who they are really anyway until they get beyond Hollywood. So you might as well just slow it down and not show as many people. Now, I did like the graphics. I liked especially the graphic at the end where it told you how many tickets that they got, gave out, and what states they were from. I thought that was cool. I thought that was a good graphic. But, yeah, the pacing seemed weird to me, especially after we were doing it for a little while. I'm like, wait a minute, what's the point? You're hearing two notes from one person. What's the point? You know. So, that part of it.
Got more questions. You said you're going to rattle them off.
That's right. Next question. Panel. Here we go. Keith Urban, Jennifer Lopez, Terry Connick Jr., did you like them together?
Yes. I think that they brought out a different side of Keith, which made Keith more himself, and the bromance has already started between Harry and Connick, but yet J-Lo and Keith kind of seem to kind of gang up on Harry a little bit too. So I think the chemistry's there, and that's one reason why I wanted to watch last night's show, because I wanted to see if it was there, so if I had any interest in continuing to watch or not. I think that was – I knew I was going to like Harry Connick, and they actually put a piece on it to what you said that nobody knew of him, which was kind of funny and cute. But I think the three together, the three personalities, I think mesh well.
Yeah, I liked the three of them together. I completely agree that I think it was, like, the most we've heard Keith Urban talk, like, of all of last season, you know.
Yeah.
So I think it's going to give him a chance to – talk and express himself a little bit more.
Be more himself.
Harry Connick Jr.
Plus, he's got a year under
his belt,
more comfortable.
Yeah, exactly. Harry Connick Jr. It was interesting because I like him a lot. I liked his interaction with contestants. He's very knowledgeable. But there were certain things, like, it was like he was a little too old school. Remember the girl who sang Grace Potter's Ooh La La song, and
yeah.
he got really upset about it because of the lyrics. Like, he's going to get caught up in those things that, you know what I mean? And he's going to get caught up on weird things that he probably shouldn't get caught up on.
Right.
And I've seen that a lot on Twitter, even tonight, a couple people even said about tonight's episode, which is like he just gets caught up in weird things.
I think that that's
interaction.
One of the things that he's going to learn this season on doing this, because he's geared towards a certain image of himself in his jazz, and then his movies are separate. You know, his acting is separate from that. But he's put in categories, which nowadays they don't necessarily do that. You know, you have Taylor Swift and all these different artists, country and pop, crossing over, which he's not really used to doing. I mean, he does jazz, and he possibly could go into pop a little bit, but he really never has.
Right, right.
And so he's used to that categorization when he's thinking of stuff like that. And also, I think he's thinking, oh, if that was my daughter, do I want her singing that, as opposed to the business side of it, yeah, it's going to bring in money kind of thing.
Right, right, right. But I just... It just got a little, and that wasn't the only interaction. There were a couple that just got a little weird. I mean, that, you know, he is, I think he might be a little too old school in some ways, where, you know, he's going to have to kind of get with the times pretty quickly in order to, you know, continue to judge effectively. But other than that, I liked the three of them together, which was good. Now, next question, Priscilla. They
Fire.
Made a big deal out of this dumb friggin' chamber. It was supposed to be this new thing that they're doing this year. This chamber, which is basically a little holding cell before you go out and see the judges, which I thought was, I'll go off on a little bit of a rant on it. But so before I do that, Priscilla, what did you think of the chamber?
It made me think of The Voice when they put them in a room before they go out. Not a chamber, but put them in a room by themselves like that. That's what it reminded me of. It reminded me of them doing a little bit of a copying, but in their own way, so it doesn't look like they're copying.
But when you put them in a room, they're not really in a room. They're backstage. It makes
right,
sense.
But they're more isolated than what you would normally see backstage. You know what I mean?
Sure,
they put him...
sure. But it's not, they made, and the voices, you don't see Carson Daly like, this is our backstage. This is
no.
the point where right before they go on. Ryan, they made a big deal about this stupid-ass chamber, and it bothered me because the chamber has friggin' nothing to do with the actual competition. It was just like this dumb little like gadget that they decided to put in.
The only
and that made me...
So they made a big deal of it because maybe we're not seeing the full thing of what we're going to get from it yet? That was my other thought.
What are we going to get from it?
I don't know. That's what I'm just saying. Maybe there's like tonight's episode or... Or that episode, something's going to come out of it.
What could the chamber have, or what could we get out of it that has possibly anything to do with them going to Hollywood or not?
I have no idea, but that was just a thought that I had. I was just speaking freely. Come on now.
Well, I know. But that was the one thing, because it was such a stunt, jump the shark kind of thing. Where it's like, okay, you put these already nervous contestants into a chamber by themselves where they can, like, get ready to go in. And what's the difference between that and, like, standing right behind the door? They just wanted a stunt little, like, crazy thing to put in there. And it bothered me is that they put so much emphasis on it. And it's like, this has nothing to do with anything. don't talk about it anymore. It's ridiculous.
Just show it. Just show it.
You don't even have to show it. I think the whole thing is so stupid. I think it is, like, the stupidest, like, reality competition thing I've ever seen. Why do they need to go into a chamber?
How about you write Fox and ask? I better yet.
I will. I will.
Tweet Ryan Seacrest and ask him why.
I will. I just was like, what is the point of that? That's just so dumb to me. And, I mean, you get a good, cool camera angle of them fixing their hair before they go on. But I don't know. They made it seem like, oh, this is a big deal. This is a chamber, guys. But it was so stupid. It was so dumb. So that bothered me, legitimately bothered me, and it made me think, oh, God, if these are the new ideas that they had for the show, get me the hell out now because this is ridiculous. Now, that's not all the new ideas that they have for the show. In fact, they have a couple of ideas for the show that they announced during the TCAs. And a lot of them are going to happen during the middle rounds. So one of the new things that they're going to do is a Hollywood or home round. So that's basically they go and they have to sing immediately, and they either continue on to Hollywood or they go home. That's
because they pick so many people that not everybody through. They have to weed it down a little bit to get to Hollywood.
So, you know, okay. They also have a, what they're calling, they're having their, you know, the typical Hollywood week. And then they're having a Hollywood, a rush week, which is essentially their Hollywood week, but they're speeding it up. And they're adding different components to the week. But it's still going to be like the group sings and the individual sings and stuff like that. So what I kind of gather from their new stuff is that it's mostly their same stuff, but they're going to call it different names. You know what I mean?
And they're going to show
us
more of it.
Different. They're going to show us more of it, and they're going to call it different names. And it's going to be different because they're naming it differently. So, yeah, I don't know how I feel about that. But, you know, if that's what they think is going to get them ratings, it's not.
Oh, I agree. I agree. I'm curious, how have you seen how many weeks that they're going to have of this before they get to Hollywood? Before they drug it out for, what, 3 weeks, 2.5 weeks? Two nights, two shows a week?
No. They've done it for, like, a while. You know, are you talking about just auditions?
Just auditions. They usually run 2 to 3 weeks, right? Two episodes a week. So usually essentially six to eight shows just to auditions. I wonder if they cut that down at all.
I don't know. They didn't say specifically. They also said, by the way, that another thing that they're doing is they're expanding the song list and they're adding more current songs. And this is for, like, the live shows when you get down to the final 12. And they're kind of taking away, like, the older, like, the Beatles week or, you know, those weeks that they've had, those theme weeks. And they're, you know, trying to add, like, newer, fresher songs that, you know, people, you know, in their teens and 20s know and listen to. So, which I think is actually a smart move because, you know, not directly comparing to The Voice, but that's what we're going to end up doing. you know, just thinking about it from the Voice perspective, the Voice has a lot of super new songs that they sing. And they also do older songs, too. They have a nice kind of balance of songs and genres and artists. And that hasn't always been the case with American Idol. American Idol has always been a little behind the times in terms of their song list. So it's good to know that they are expanding that and adding newer selections. So
are they, well, at one point in time, I know they were putting a push, too, so that the kids could do originals if they wanted. But I don't see that happen.
I think that would be a bad move if they went in that direction.
I mean, they didn't have to, but it was an option. They could do it if they wanted, which I guess,
right.
You know, it all comes down to song choice. So if that's their song choice, I'd say go for it. If it doesn't work out so well for them, then they need to learn to make better choices.
Then you learn to make better choices. But it's not even just about the contestant. It's about the show in general. You know, people want to hear songs that they love and know and are interested in. And we know from just, you know, listening to songs on the radio, it takes a good, like, 20 times listening to a song before you kind of are like, yeah, I like this. Or, you know what I mean? Like, when you're doing the original song and hearing something for the first time, I don't know if people would be that interested and want to listen to it and then, like, want to vote for that.
It'd have to be good.
I don't know. I'm on the fence with that. I mean, I guess if they wanted to do originals, I just think it's a bad idea. I think it's always a bad idea to do an original when you're in a competition show where people are voting for you.
Oh,
I
totally agree, because
yeah,
you already have one thing against you. But then again, it could also, if you're that good, it could propel you as well. So ultimately, I think that
yeah,
if they
have to,
given the choice, but it should be one of those things that is a theme for the week.
First, you have to be that good, though.
Right,
and
that's
so
what I'm saying.
That's going to completely depend on the amount of talent that they have, which, judging by the first night, I didn't see anybody that blew me away.
No, not at all.
And it's only the first night. And, you know, so it can – there's some people that stand out in later episodes, and there's some people that just, like, knock you out. You know, when Kelly Clarkson first sang at her first audition, it, like, just knocked you out. It was like, this girl is good.
Even
so
one
far.
Of the guys a few seasons ago, he did a remix of Paula Abdul's song. And I really liked
right,
the interpretation
yeah.
of the song. Yeah, but when he went, but he did not do very well the rest of the season. I mean, he was kind of a hit and miss kind of guy and mostly missed after that. But they kept going back to that because it was so good. I think that's
right,
why he
exactly.
stayed as long as he did.
They constantly compared him to his first audition. Right.
Exactly.
I remember that. I remember him, yeah. So, ultimately, last question before we move on.
Okay.
Will you be watching American Idol this season?
I'm in. I would pick it over Bachelor at this point. I'm in.
So you're in. You're going to watch it.
I'm in. I'm going to try to watch every episode and give it a shot. I'm in. I like the chemistry between the judges, and that's one thing that I was going to make my decision
that's
if I liked how they clicked together, and I did. So I already said if I like that, then I'd be in.
All right, that's good because I'm not sure if I'm in. I might be out for a couple episodes until they do the Hollywood rounds, and then I might jump back in. And that's normally how I am with American Idol. Long time since I've watched – like every episode of the season. I mean, a very long time. So I usually jump in, and then if I like it, I'll continue on. So we'll see. That's good. All right. Good. So TCA also did CBS this week. And part of the TCA is that the executives of the networks have a press conference and journalists, TV journalists, get to ask questions, any question that they want about the shows, whatever they want about the network. And I was surprised because during the executive panel for CBS, there were several questions about Big Brother and about the racist and homophobic comments. So it was interesting that it happened so many months ago, but it still weighed heavily on these journalists' minds. And it was interesting. The questions that they asked were basically, are you going to do anything differently with your auditioning process now that you saw this go down? And Nina Tesler, who was the one who was answering the questions, she's one of the executives, she pretty much said, hey, look, we have a pretty rigorous audition process. I myself, meaning her, have gone in and sat in on these interviews. And, but you don't know what people are going to say or do until they get there. Big Brother is a social experiment, and, you get what you get. And then another journalist said, well, what do you think about the comments that your cast said? And she said, I thought Aaron's comments were horrible. And the journalist said, well, wait a minute. Why was Aaron your scapegoat? Because there were several people who made these comments. And she didn't really give, she was just like, everybody kind of said things, but Aaron said the worst things, and that was kind of her answer, which I found interesting. Then another journalist just straight up asked if they're going to try to cast smarter people on Big Brother. Mm. Because they said the last few seasons, you have intentionally got dumber people, which I don't know is necessarily true or not. I think that's so hard when you say this person's smart, this person's dumb, when in reality people have various levels of intelligence on various aspects of the world. So it's so hard to say who's quote-unquote smart and who's quote-unquote dumb. But she pretty much said, hey, look, it's a social experiment. But what they pretty much got out of it was, hey, look, people watch, the dumb people. And yes, when the racist comments were happening, at first the ratings dropped. And then when they really started, people started really talking about it, they went up. They went up, the ratings, because people were curious to see what was going on. Now, I guess my question is, do you think CBS looks at that and says, wait a minute, maybe a couple of the cast members went too far, but let's try to find people who are right on that edge, who are not going to, get fired, but who are going to be just controversial enough. Do you think we're going to see some of that this season?
The casting process is the same for almost every reality show. They have the same characteristics that they try to do. For each season, they have the same type of people to fit a certain role that they want, and that is not going to change. And for one, this has been going on Big Brother, these racial comments, for a very long time. The difference this past season is a lot of them were doing it, and CBS was actually airing it at a certain point on the air, which in past,
right,
they did not air as much, and the host itself didn't take a stance on it either. So
right,
there's
right,
many differences in my opinion about how, and to say that cast somebody smarter, that's like a catch-22 question, because you get somebody like Ian, who is so freaking smart, but he's so socially stupid, but by being on the show actually made him more socially acceptable, and he's still highly intelligent. But then you take these other people that have no social skills whatsoever that could learn a thing or two. It's a catch-22. You could go both ways with it. They're not going to change how they do it. They're going to ask the same questions on every form, and they're going to get the same group of people to interact that are going to clash in some way or another. Whether it's – I think they might stay away from the race factor of clashing, but it could be either higher class, lower class, middle class, could be professionals, non-professional, white collar, blue collar, however they choose to do it for that particular season, what their theme's going to be, it's going to happen. It's not going to change. I don't think you can call somebody stupid or somebody smart. There's a lot of stupid people that are on that game that win it. Look at Adam. He's in prison. He was smart enough to win the game, but he's not very freaking smart.
We don't talk about season 9 for sure.
All right.
We don't talk about season 9.
What I'm saying is you can't until you get them all in that house to see what happens, you don't know.
Right.
It's like a bomb gets ready to burst. You don't know how big it's going to go until you get them all in there.
Well, here's my prediction. I think there's going to be returning players in some form anyway. Whether they're all returning or whether half or a couple, there's going to be returning players. I mean, I believe that. I will be shocked if it's a full cast of newbies. But theoretically, if it is a full cast of newbies, and I heard on the radio today, they were talking about this subject, and the host from Entertainment Weekly brought up an awesome prediction, which I really hope is true. Theoretically, if it's all newbies, I hope it's like the most diverse cast they've ever had, just to kind of at the other end of the pendulum. And I think that would be really great, too. Like, I'd be super happy with that. So if that happens, I'm good. But I think more than likely it's going to be returning players. In some form, they will have returning players. The only question is how many, and if there will be any new people, and if there will be any new people, how many?
The season coming up is going to be a total all-star cast. Well, return. I'm not going to say all because they're not. I think it's all going to be returning players this next season.
I don't think so. I think if I would guess right now, I think they will do like a Survivor blood versus water thing.
Yeah, because it works so well with having Alyssa in there, right? I mean, I know Rachel wasn't in there, but that would have been fire.
You know, Rachel and Alyssa, has maybe taken Danielle again. Who the hell knows what they'll have? But I don't know if there'll be another All Stars. I think that there will be new people in some way. I just don't know how. Even if it's like all fans versus favorites or something like that, I think it's going to be some sort of Survivor-esque.
I'm going to retract what I said about being all returning players, because there's no way production would do that to themselves again. Because from what I hear, one of the last All Stars, they refused to do a lot of stuff for production that they wanted done, and they wouldn't do it because they were onto them. And
right.
I guess it was production nightmare. So I would agree with that. They probably would not have a full cast returning because of that.
Right. Well, I think they wouldn't have a full cast returning because I don't know if they would get enough interesting people to do it again. You know what I mean? Like,
I think they
would have to have what?
I think they could.
Unless you want to see Dan play the game for the fourth time, you know. And that's my biggest issue with Survivor too. It's like I don't want to see Rupert play the game for the fifth time. Like I don't want that to happen. I want, you know, if we're gonna go back to returning players, you know, people who have played the game only once before, but not like 10 times.
Well,
I
would like to see if they're going to go. I mean, like they did like season what 1 through 8 on returning, or 1 through 6. 1 through 6.
1 through 6.
Yeah, on returning. So you know, mix it up. Go like 7 through now, and that way you have, and maybe throw in a couple old timers, but or pick one from each season. Something to where it's not so stacked, you know.
Yeah, but I don't know if there's a strong enough cast. If you do 8 through current, I don't know if you would have a strong enough cast. Sadly, I just don't know.
I agree with you. That's why I totally agree. I, I was a fan of Eric. I'm not a fan of Eric anymore from season 8. But I would like to see Eric play his own game on there. That
sure.
I would like to see.
Sure.
For some reason, him being America's player totally must have pissed off production because they must not want to have him on that show again.
Well, who knows? Who knows? But I my prediction would be that there's some sort of it could be an all-stars. I think for sure there will be returning players. I just don't think that'll be all returning. I think that'll be some sort of half and half mix, whatever their theme is. You know, they'll go with a fans versus favorites or a you know, blood versus water or a, you know, whatever. So that's my prediction. So anyway, I just thought it was interesting that months after the Big Brother finale, the TV journalist still had a lot of questions.
I know we only have a couple minutes, but, you know, they got out of the house about the same time that Dad passed away and all that stuff went down. Dad, I haven't been online much. Has there been much backlash against, like, the Amandas, the Spencers, and them?
You know what? I have not paid attention at all. This season, forget about I don't want to say forget about all the comments because don't. But
no.
If you even put them aside, I just wasn't as into the season as I have been for other seasons. You know, and to make it worse that they were like, it was just rough watching them, you know, that added insult to injury. But just taking like game-wise, I was not as into it. So I have not, I don't follow any of them on Twitter. I don't, nothing. I just don't.
Well, I mean, I've seen a post or something come up on them, and I really don't read them myself. I really haven't paid attention, but, you know, you brought that up with them, and I was like, you know, I wonder, because usually I'm on enough to know after each season the ones that are going to get picked on get picked on, but I haven't been on at all to know if that has happened, I know all the firings and happened, all that kind of stuff, but they made such a big deal, you know, when Jeff and Jordan were on and What's-Her-Face, you know, all the death threats and stuff when Jeff went home. I didn't know if that kind of backlash would happen with the, like, what they call, quote-unquote, internet bullying or anything like that going on.
Yeah, I have no idea. But if you do know, you should hit us up on our Facebook page, Edge of Reality. Hit us up. Let us know what you guys know. Talk to us about Big Brother, American Idol, Project Runway, Top Chef, The Bachelor, which we didn't have a chance to talk about. You know, The Taste, if you really want to talk about that. You know, there's Face Off started this week, which is another show that I love on sci-fi, so make sure you catch Face Off. There's so many shows. Make sure you hit us up on the Facebook. We also have Twitter. Mine is Reality Alley, at Reality Alley, A-L-L-I-E. Priscilla's is Priscilla, P-S-I-L. LA. And that's it for us for tonight. I want to thank everybody listening live, everybody listening on our archives. Make sure that you catch us next week, same time, same channel, where we're going to talk more reality shows. We got to talk the finale of Top Chef is coming up. We got to talk about that one. We got to talk about more ratings. We got to talk about the rest of the TCA. So much more to get to. So, have a good night, everyone.
Night, everyone.